Hey, we are now recording.
All right. Well, welcome everyone. It's starting to cool down a little bit in here, so it's
Yes.
nice. It was nice for sure. I want to welcome everybody here in attendance today. Just acknowledging that today is June the 11th. It is 4:30 p.m. We're scheduled to start right at that time here. Sheriff's Office, Peace Officer Merit Commission. For the record, all three commissioners are in attendance. Commissioner Bertram and myself here in the room, and Commissioner Stonebrook, who is attending virtually. We have one item on the agenda today, and that is to review and approve the 2025 Public Safety Sergeant Promotional Exam Plan. So, Karina, would you like to kick us off with that?
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Salazar. I would like to note that the exam plan has been emailed to the entire sheriff's office. And so that was done last week. And then a reminder was sent out yesterday regarding the meeting, but also again, including the exam plan. As you can see, that is up on the screen. This is the public safety sergeant promotional examination plan. And again, you know, our last test that we had, it was combined with all three bureaus. This is solely for the public safety bureau and the sergeant category. Moving on to the second page, you can see we have the Peace Officer Merit Commission noted along with the Merit Commission staff. We also have the advisory board. This is the board that puts together the examination plan. That is Chief Kerry Huth, Lieutenant Mark Hughes, Sergeant Craig Tishner, and Sergeant Cameron Cook. And some of those are here in attendance and we'll be able to answer questions if needed. We have the policies noted. These are the policies that have been in place for many years and they govern the promotional testing. So we would encourage everyone to that is participating in the test to review those policies. They can be accessed by clicking that blue link. And again, as I stated, this has been emailed to all staff. We then have the minimum qualifications for the test, and these minimum qualifications have not changed. So they must have merit status, the applicant, and have completed a probationary period. They must not have less than three or more does not meet expectations performance evaluating ratings during the two preceding rating periods. Service time, it will be counted to the first day of the examination. And just skipping to the last page, the first day of the examination will be the written policy test, and that'll be July 16th. So they would need to qualify by July 16th. And to qualify, they must have 5 years service time in their current category. And so that would be as a deputy. As this is a sergeant exam, that would be 5 years in a public safety deputy position. However, we will allow for 2 years of qualifying outside service. So that would be any SFO service, but that would include CO because our correctional officer also requires the SFO, or LEO because that again requires SFO experience. So 2 years in any of those categories will also count toward qualifying service time. In addition, they must have 1 year of education from qualified regional education. And this can be substituted. So if they have 6 years as a deputy and no education, they would still qualify. Or they can have 5 years as a deputy, a PSB deputy, and 1 year of education, and they would qualify. Moving on to the next page, these are the sergeant testing competencies. Again, these are similar to the competencies we've used in the past. Again, this test will focus on communication skills and it goes into more detail on what the board is looking at. Problem solving and decision making, coaching and motivation, interpersonal skills, and integrity. Those are the core competencies for this exam.
Before you move that, just pointing out really quick, looks like there's a typo.
Oh, okay.
Integrity, the word integrity is misspelled.
Okay, thank you. We will get that corrected. Let me just make that note here, Commissioner.
Commissioner Stobrook usually catches
it. Yeah.
And I actually didn't catch that one before I looked at this until we're just looking at it now.
Okay.
The Thank only you. Other thing I noted was up at the top. I don't know if it's meant to say candidates will score. So
okay. Score. Yeah. Yep. That's another great catch. Thank you.
Did you catch anything else, Commissioner Stonebrook? You're on mute. Commissioner, you're muted.
That's okay. That's so my dog won't bark during the festivities here. But no, yeah, that was a good catch. I'm glad you did that.
All right. All right. Thanks.
Okay. So moving on to the scope and content of the examination, there are three phases to this test. The first phase is the written policy test. And this will consist of 100 questions from the Sheriff's Office Policy Manual, the Law Enforcement Operations Manuals, and Utah State Statutes. And a list of the relevant state statutes will be provided to the candidates to prepare for the test. I have talked with the advisory board, and we are looking at sending those out when the exam plan is approved. Advisory board, do you have any other clarification on that, or?
Yeah, so I'd just like to make a comment on that. With the state statutes, I know in years past, it's been specifically noted with which state statutes that we're including in the test. How does the commission want to see that or have the verbiage written in that, or just Utah state statute, and they can kind of guess from whatever the thousands of statutes that are out there, or years past, common practice where this has always been, where it's been kind of identified which statute. There's a huge list of statutes to study.
So you're asking us about whether or not you should specify the statutes or just leave it open?
You know, we have specified those statutes in the past. I'm seeing the chief nod. I would think our recommendation is to specify those, chief. Do you want to?
Yes. Yeah, so okay. Have, like, thousands of statutes. So we have in the past narrowed that down and sent that out with the exam instructions.
I mean, that is, as Sergeant Tischer points out, you've got a whole book to read versus. A list. And do you remember, Chief, how many? We've got a short timeline where these, within the next month.
I think
month.
There's only maybe 15 on there, if I remember correctly, quite that many. It's roughly that. So we'll specify which areas, sections of code we want them to look at.
Policy and procedure and the operations manual, something that they have access to. Yep. That would be the only
the whole thing.
Yes.
Press.
That will be the whole thing. Yourself. And I want to clarify that is what's online right now. Those are under constant revision. But as of today and what's, online, that's the policy manuals you should be studying, and we'll try to hold off on any other updates on the Sheriff's Office Policy Manual or the Law Enforcement Manual. If there is something that absolutely needs to go out, we'll specify, that doesn't apply to, the exam. So it would be what's online right now. And then again, as far as the statutes, those will be sent out when we send out the approved exam plan. I want to clarify that the applicants are required to score a 70% on the written policy test to move on to phase two. If they fail to score that 70%, they are eliminated at that point. Their seniority points are added into that score, so those will be included to, bring them to that threshold. However, they'll be backed out of that, and the written policy test will stand on its own. The oral interview, the administrative situational scenario, and then the seniority points. But for the purposes of passing phase one and the policy test, the seniority points will be included. Okay, and then phase two, we have an oral interview. The oral interview will consist of behavioral and situational questions. This will evaluate the candidate's essential knowledge, skills, and abilities as outlined in the competencies above. So again, you know, please be reviewing those competencies and be prepared to respond to those in an oral interview setting. Administrative situational scenario is designed to determine the applicant's ability to lead, multitask, prioritize, problem solve, and handle stress under pressure as a sergeant in the sheriff's office. So again, that scenario will relate to, you know, a sergeant duties and how you would respond in that type of a situation. All the instructions for the administrative situational scenario will be given at the time of that phase. Next, we have the evaluation board, and that will be Ryan Scothern, who is a lieutenant with the Public Safety Bureau. Gil Knutson, who is a sergeant with the Public Safety Bureau. Nick Adams, again, a sergeant with the Public Safety Bureau. And our outside evaluator will be Troy Siebert. He is with the Law Enforcement Bureau, so with the Sheriff's Office, but we'll still be considered an outside evaluator. The promotional test application period will open on June 23rd. It will close on July 3rd. The written policy test will be on July 16th at 1800 hours. Again, applicants will be given notice of where that will be held and additional details after they submit their application. The oral interview and administrative situational scenario will be July 28th through the 31st. Again, once in a while, we are required to make changes to the dates based upon number of applicants or other, you know, situations that arise. So please be checking your emails during, you know, this whole testing process to make sure that you're updated. The examination weights. The written policy test is 20%. The oral interview is 35%. The administrative situational scenario is 40%. And then seniority per policy is 5%. For a total of 100%. I do also want to note, in order to be placed on the register, a candidate must have an overall score of 70%. So first they have to pass the policy test by 70% to move on to phase two and three. But then for phases one, two, and three, they have to have a total of 70% to be placed on the promotional register. And with that, I will turn it over back to the board. Questions?
Okay. Thank you for that summary. And again, that was my perception reviewing this. Is not a whole lot of changes from what we've seen before. Before we open up to public comment, any questions or clarifications from the commission?
I would just ask. I didn't see in the plan about the 70% overall, that there wasn't included in that. Did I miss that?
Yes, I believe it is on the top of.
Oh, you're right. No, it is.
Did you find it?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
I did. Just a logistical issue or question is, how many candidates do you anticipate having apply for this approximately? And the only reason I say that is that 70% to get past the written test versus just applying that at the end, 70%. If for some reason that was going to cut down the pool of people at a cutoff at the written test, where you would have a lower number move forward into the other testing, where we may be, again, not forced to, but, you know, within the next 2 years that we exhaust the list because we cut people off of that initial written test. I know we've done it in the past, but is there going to be a good candidate pool?
So I'm going to turn that over to Sergeant Russell. Are you aware, or Chief Huth, kind of an estimate, Sergeant Tishner, 15?
So sorry, Chief.
No, go ahead. I am.
So this really is a loaded question because we don't want to disenfranchise people, right? So, but just kind of what I've estimated, kind of going through the list of seniority, years of service, and stuff like that, It's a rough estimate, around 15 to 18-ish.
Could take the test or will take the test? In your
So will take the test.
Okay.
Yeah, how many who are eligible to take it?
If I remember correctly, probably around, don't quote me, but I want to say it was about 25-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, there's a large number of pool. And historically, I think we've only promoted five at a time twice in the last 10 years, if I remember correctly. I can't remember, but that's just kind of the rough estimate of what we anticipate how many are going to test.
So it sounds like maybe more than 50% for sure. I mean, it's
a good
approximation.
Yeah. And I just, the only concern I would have is that if you anticipate anecdotally 5 to 10 promotions, you have 15. That's probably going to be one of the more difficult parts of the test for students. And I mean, obviously it's good to have that cutoff, but if you were to, let's say that out of the 15, 10 pass the test, I guess you'd still be within a good candidate pool. Not concerned, just looking at if there was a low number turning out. 15 is actually a good number with anecdotally 5 to 10 getting promoted.
And that's anticipating if everybody I would assume is going to test.
Right.
But that's a good point, Commissioner Bertram. And with our law enforcement bureau, who has a smaller pool, that's actually been brought up. That was told to me today that they're looking, like we said, for this one with a larger pool. This advisory board wanted to stay with it, but it's a good point, and we are looking at that with smaller pools of candidates.
Yeah, and I would say that if you get 15 proposed candidates and you think you'd have 15 openings in 2 years, you may want to not cut out that candidate because the deputies could definitely
exhaust the list. Then obviously we'd have to have
we would, but I you may lose some of the 15 because of the written test. Whereas you keep them in, and they still may shine in those other positions and the other testing procedures and get above 70% to make the list. So your call. I thought about 15 is a good number anecdotally, and so that's good. And the last one is just the outside law enforcement. I did notice that Troy Siebert he's within the office, but not outside. Typically, yeah. You use somebody outside the entire organization. Any thoughts on?
Troy's
a good candidate, but
and that is accurate. Also, though, recently we, as you're aware, have incorporated UPD, and previously he was, with UPD. Right. So not a long history with the sheriff's office or familiar with a lot of the public safety, candidates. So we felt good, about using them. There's nothing in Merit Commission policy that requires us to have an outside evaluator, but we just like that, the perception that we have that, and we feel like he still meets that being, newer to the office through the transition.
The only thought is he is still part of the office, and just that culturally, we've done it outside, by practice, but we can't do that. I'll just say that. So,
thank you.
Commissioner Stonebrook, anything?
I do have a question, and it's based on the challenge that we had respecting the last test and the timing. I'm not seeing where either the oral interview or the administrative situational scenario indicates how much time they'll be given for each of those. So that if you are creating a scenario that you want to do, or however you're showing off, and you don't know the amount of time before you get there, they could over prepare.
Yeah, and so what we have historically done with that is we give the instructions and the amount of time and the scenario when they arrive for that phase of the testing. And so they don't get it ahead. So there really be no way to prepare or time or anything like that. But when they get there, then they're made aware of that time. And I'm not sure with this one. And so again, nobody, count on that. Sometimes there's a preparation period. And so they can, look at, the timing, that way, but it may be just that they're, given the information and, need to respond based on that and are told when their time's up. So, but there wouldn't be a way to prepare ahead of time. Is that
so? They don't bring a PowerPoint or anything like that.
No, not for the sergeant. Yeah, so you're thinking Commissioner Stoneberg of our lieutenant and captain exam, which we do let them know that that's 30 minutes or 60 minutes.
Okay.
And a PowerPoint presentation and give some detail in the exam plan. For the sergeant, we're actually not having them do, that's kind of more of a strategic level, and we're not having them do a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.
On
Okay, well then that's fine to just know when they show up versus trying to fashion something that covers it all. But, you know, if you plan for an hour and a half and yet you're given 30 minutes when you walk in, it's a little bit crazy. So, no, that answers my question. I didn't know if there was going to be that difference.
Okay.
Thank you for
that. Also a member of our advisory board, Sergeant Tishner, has some input.
Can you hear me okay, Commissioner?
I can.
Okay. So I could probably make a recommendation or a suggestion. As far as the timing, let's just call the elephant in the room. That's one of my grievances. I want to make a recommendation as far as the timing. As soon as the final exam plan comes out, maybe we can dial in on that so that part is in there, or is that okay just to leave that out? And then as they come in, they kind of guess, because it would be important if they kind of know on the timing, because on the lieutenant's test, during the process, there was also an email, a clarification email that went out that did specify the timing. It would be an hour, 30 minutes for this, or 30 minutes for this. So that was during the process. So to avoid during the process of clarification, I think we need to actually probably get the clarification either out now, which we don't have the appropriate answers to that right now. I don't know if the chief or peer would agree. But when we finalize the final exam plan, when we include the state statutes, maybe we can include that portion in it too as well. I don't know if that would be acceptable or not, but I think that would be fair.
You know, and I have no problem with that. I'm just thinking if they don't know the scenario, which we wouldn't provide, right? Because then we're not going to get, people responding, off the cuff and directly. Would that benefit them different than, the exam that you're talking about where it's, a presentation and, that type of thing? So, I don't mind adding the time. I'm just wondering if there's a benefit if they don't know the scenario.
So I guess at this point is, if that question comes up, is that going to be answered as a clarification question?
No.
Between now and the time.
So we have always...
We want to avoid that.
Yes. For the administrative situation scenarios, that's always given... when they come in and take the exam. We've never provided information about that prior. That's only been the, the higher level and that leadership presentation where there's been questions. So, okay. But for the sake of this test, we will not be providing clarification.
And that practice is consistent with the way it has been in the past.
Exactly.
For this group.
So for this group, what information they get in the exam plan, what information is sent out to them, statutes, what information that they're provided during the testing, no additional clarification will be provided. They will need to review that and interpret that.
I hope that makes sense.
Commissioner, does that answer your question?
And I didn't mean to bring up something that was so extraneous, but I just didn't want it to be an issue if it didn't have to be. So
no, we just want to make sure everything's clear.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you have something to help me?
Well, with that, I think we've addressed questions from the commission. We'll open up the public comment. So I don't know if we have others. It looks like we have a few participants online. So this is open for everybody, both those here in the room with us today, as well as those online. We just ask if you would please identify yourselves for the record. And if there's questions, we'll seek to get those answered. Please feel free to speak in support of or concerns with the exam plan. We want to hear it all so that we know what we're agreeing to or approving is solid with everybody. I think it's impossible. So.
Sheriff's got her hand up.
Yes, Sheriff Rivera, welcome. Sorry that we didn't acknowledge you before.
It's fine, I got on a little bit late, but yeah, I just wanted to say that I am in support of this plan, and I just appreciate all the work that has gone into this plan, and I'm excited to, you know, go through this process, and hopefully we'll get to promote somebody.
All right. Good. Well, we hope so, too. All right, anyone else who would like to make a comment? Yes, Chief.
Chief Keith, I'm in support, obviously, of the plan. Done a lot of work on it myself, and I also just want to make one clarifying comment to Commissioner Bertram. We probably won't have an opportunity to promote 5 people in the next 2 years, just looking at where we're at, so I just wanted to clarify that. The only time I think we ever promoted 5 was our initial promotion process for the Public Safety Bureau when we first made that career jump. Since then, it's been 1, 2, so really, you know, the 15 that we're looking at, you know, I think that's a good better point.
I appreciate that, Chief. That makes me feel good.
Okay, thanks.
Maybe not candidates.
Yeah, right now, yeah, I know, I get that. But I just want to say, Karina, it's been a great experience. So,
thank you.
Yes, Craig Tishner, Public Safety. I would like to make a recommendation, if it's okay with administration as well as the Merit Commission, but when the dust settles with this test, I think it would be a good thing for the Merit Commissioners to actually go through a mock test as well. So if they ever want to go through it, kind of, because you go through the manual here and you see what you're proving, but actually going through it will help you understand a lot of the technicalities that could come through it, but clarify a lot of it in the process. So I'd like to extend that offer out there if it's okay with admin and HR and the commission, but I think it would be great if you guys actually went through the motions of taking a test like this.
You mean you want us to study all of this stuff?
Yeah, sure, Bertram.
Yeah. You've been working on
it. That
written test least, would embarrass me.
But the fun thing is maybe go through the motions, and you'll see the full testing process. I'd like to make that recommendation. It's okay, but other than that, I don't have anything else, and thank you.
I don't think anyone need be afraid that we're going to come and take away your job.
Or score well.
Well, I think Commissioner Bertram has probably already gone through
the process. The written scares me the most.
Yeah.
And the scenario.
Yeah. And you're glad not to be doing it again, right?
3 words to enter peace for a retired cop. Not my problem.
Other comments?
So if we have anyone online, if you will just unmute and go ahead and make your comment.
Hi, it's Chief Gonzalez.
In the chat.
Oh, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, hi. I don't really have a comment other than to say thank you, and I support the test moving forward. I really appreciate everybody's time and effort that you put into this today.
Okay, tell us who you are again.
Oh, it's Shanda Gonzalez.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I can see your name, but that doesn't really show on the, well, I guess the recording's video too. So we're good. Thank you, Chief.
Tanika, from unmuted, and then there was Scott.
All right, Tanika, did you have a comment? You unmuted for just a moment.
Oh, no worries. I just wanted to say it looks pretty much exactly like it was last time. I think last year or 2 years ago, we had the, there was a PowerPoint involved in that one, but this looks streamlined and good to me.
You've been spared. No dogs or ponies this year, so.
Just so you guys know on the chat, oh, this is Scott Laughlin. Sorry.
Thank you.
But in the chat, Newell Mann said that on the last exam plan, they did give the times for the oral board and scenario. I reviewed that, and they gave the time for the oral board, not the scenario. So I just wanted to let everybody know that. and that it was not going to be provided this test.
So, Scott, just to clarify, what you're saying is they said, for instance, it would be 30 minutes of an oral board?
Yeah, so on the oral board, it said you'd be given 15 minutes to answer the questions for the oral board on the last exam plan. But it did not give any time for the scenario.
Did it indicate, Scott, how many questions would be asked in the 15 minutes?
Sorry. No, you're fine. I'm just going to find out where I put it which window it went to when I moved things around.
Yeah, and Karita, I know in past, in going back years, sometimes they would say there's going to be, there'll be 30 minutes. The oral interview will be 30 minutes. And so, they didn't tell how many questions, but they knew that kind of gave a baseline. Didn't mean that you couldn't go over or under.
Yeah.
But I'm not necessarily thinking that that's necessary. If you decide as a board that we're gonna have 30 minutes and then 15 minutes to score, you may want to clarify that you don't have to. But
and that's what I was thinking. Just because we did it last time doesn't mean we have to do it this time. That's the advisory board. And a lot of times we do want to make changes and do things, a little bit differently. So, if it was done last time, that's great. But I think how the advisory board has it set up this way is how this exam has been designed, and I would, recommend that we go with that. Scott, I don't know. Did you find, did it state how many questions?
Yeah, sorry. I did find it. And just to clarify, on other exam plans we've made, it does not say the time. But on for the purpose of the last public safety sergeant's exam, they had a presentation with it, and it said presentation/oral interview. Using the competencies provided, the candidate will have up to 15 minutes to present to the evaluation board any format they choose. So it sounds like it was a dual purpose, and the time frame given was for a presentation, not the questions.
Okay. Which would make sense because there'd be the preparation for that. So, okay, thank you for that clarification.
You're welcome. Another person made a comment online.
I think that was Newell Man, but I think that's what he was responding to.
Okay. All right.
And I can see Scott. Can you see any other comments online? I'm having
Newell.
No, the only one was Newell, and it's been answered.
Okay.
And I just want to clarify that I wasn't suggesting that you list time frames unless it was something, for instance, like the ones that do have the presentation in any format should be whatever, 60 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. That's all I was asking, just as a little place so we wouldn't have any issues if, in fact, it would have been something that was an expectation. So thank you for that.
Okay, any other questions or clarification with regard to either of those phases of the exam or any other parts of the exam overall? Okay.
Nothing for me.
Some nods, no. So I think we can go ahead and close the public comment, bring that back to the commission. Unless there's any follow-up questions from either commissioner, I think we can entertain a motion. Go ahead, Martha.
I would move that we approve the 2025 Public Safety Sergeant Promotional Examination Plan.
I'll second that. Okay, it's been first and seconded to approve the plan as it has been presented today. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Sheriff, you have an approved plan.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. We're always happy to help, and to always appreciate the work that Karita and the advisory board and others involved in putting these plans together invest into these. And although I think a lot of what we do from one plan to the next remains the same, I think everything is always well thought out and questioned. And just because something was done once before doesn't mean that's what you're going to automatically do again. So we do appreciate the time and effort that goes into formulating these plans and having them so well thought out and presented.
to us. So that makes our jobs a whole lot easier.
Right. And we appreciate your time, commissioners. Commissioner Stonebrook as well. We appreciate your time, your support, also the thoughtful insight and guidance that you give us. So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, with that,
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Thanks, good to see you too.
Take care.
Bye. I think I end this here.
Good work, y'all.
That's good to see you.
Yes.
It's good to see you.
Right.
It's good to see you.